That action requires heightened or careful constitutional scrutiny because it is presumptively an unconstitutional form of discrimination. It's the first time that the U.S. government has ever placed its credibility and its power behind that position. And I think it's going to have an impact not just on the DOMA litigation, but on civil rights litigation all around the country.
What does it mean that the Justice Department won't defend this law anymore? But it's clear, even by the fact that this is announced through a letter to Speaker Boehner, that it's clear that Congress has the opportunity to defend the law if it wants to. What does that mean?
Well, so the United States has made it clear that they're going to stay in this case as a party to the lawsuit. And there are provisions in the law already for Congress, the leadership in the House, for example, if they think it's a good idea, to get involved in the lawsuit, perhaps to intervene as parties in the lawsuit and to mount their own defense to the lawsuit. The courts are the ones that are going to have to make a final determination about the constitutionality of this statute. And it's actually probably helpful to the courts to have arguments being made, even if they're bad arguments, so that the court can consider them carefully and reject them. But the practical impact of the U.S. government placing its prestige behind the proposition that gay people cannot be made second-class citizens under our Constitution, it's difficult to overstate. I think it's really going to change the tenor and perhaps also the outcome of these pending lawsuits.
That was University of Pennsylvania professor and former Obama campaign legal advisor Tobias Wolff speaking with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. Edie Windsor is a lead plaintiff in one of the pending anti-DOMA lawsuits represented by the ACLU. Here's her response to the announcement.
I brought my case against the government because I couldn't believe that our government would charge me $350,000 because I was married to a woman and not to a man. And my feelings about our president and the attorney general's realization that Section 3 of DOMA, that's the section that says marriage is only between one man and one woman, that is in fact unconstitutional. It's very meaningful. It's very meaningful to every same-sex couple. I feel very strongly about the teenagers who are falling in love for the first time without hope that they could get married. And this is different. This is different. It's more and more promising and heartening that our government is saying that there's nothing in the Constitution against our marrying. My only regret is that my late spouse, Thea Speier, is not here to experience this. Everybody's been reassuring me today that she knows. Okay, and I hope so.
The Department of Justice's announcement growing out of Edie Windsor's and the other cases in the First and Second Circuit Appeals Courts is already being felt across the country. A California district court has given the department until February 28th to explain if and how it plans to defend DOMA in another pending case. Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. This week, Tanya Kane Perry and Robert LeBlanc contributed program material, and special thanks to Steve Pride. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out is only made possible through the generosity of our listeners, and we thank you. At thiswayout.org, you can add your support, listen to podcasts, read the text of News Wrap, and you can check out our blog, like our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter. Email tworadio@aol.com or write to us at P.O. Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone here at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappelle. Thanks for listening on WORT Madison, Wisconsin, KDUR Durango, Colorado, Planet FM Auckland, New Zealand, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including your community radio station. Now y'all, stay tuned.
The Bent Fork Restaurant, open 7 days a week in Nelson, is a supporter of Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Secure by Design is a local internet service provider for the Kootenays. With excellent customer support and fast, reliable service you can trust, Secure by Design is your high-speed and dial-up connection solution. For more information, call Kirk at 1-877-373-6121.
Yearning for critical, insightful coverage of international and local events? Kootenai Co-op Radio provides analysis that is not at the mercy of advertisers or corporate backers. Independent, member-owned radio that relies on you, our listeners, for support. Call 352-9600 or visit 308 Hall Street in Nelson or on our website at kootenaicooperadio.com to activate or renew your membership. Membership fees go directly to covering the operational costs of this not-for-profit community radio station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, 96.5 in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 in New Denver. My name is Mosung Miles, and this is the debut episode of Variations on a Theme. I appreciate you tuning in today, and since it's the first episode of Variations on a Theme, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what the show will present to you today and on the upcoming season. As the name implies, Variations on a Theme will focus on a central theme each week. All the songs will revolve around the theme, whether they have the name of the theme in the song or the song is about the theme. Somehow, some way, all the songs are going to connect that day. So today's theme, since it's the first episode, is beginnings. That makes sense to me, at least, and we're going to draw from a few different decades today to explore this theme of beginnings. We'll hit the 60s with Velvet Underground, hit the 70s with Van Morrison, visit the 80s with R.E.M., do a little Tracy Chapman, the Cardigans in the 90s, and hear from Kevin Drew of Broken Social Scene in the 2000s, among others. But first, let's start with something a little bit more recent. We hear from the Arcade Fire from their 2010 Grammy-winning album, The Suburbs. Here's the song that they performed to end that ceremony, which was just a few weeks ago. Here's Ready to Start. I was yours, but I'm not. Right, and that was Of Montreal with So Begins Our Alibi. That's from their 2005 album, The Sunlandic Twins. Now, that song is apparently about the songwriter's daughter, Alibi. And I guess that explains the So Begins Our Odyssey lyric. And as a father of a two-year-old, I think Odyssey is about the right word to describe it. And I'm just getting started, so. But it'll be fun, I'm sure. Well, let's move on to the next song. This one will go back to the 80s to R.E.M. from their 1986 album Life's Rich Pageant. Here's Begin the Begin.
Yeah.
That was the Jerry Alvarez Odyssey with End Is Beginning. The Alvarez is the former guitarist for The Gruesomes. Before that, you heard from The Stills with In the Beginning. That was from their 2006 album Without Feathers. And REM began that set with Begin the Begin. Let's continue to explore the theme of beginnings that we're doing today here on Variations on a Theme. There are lots of different ways to start things and lots of different sizes of starts, too. They can be big starts, small starts, starting your car, starting a job. And sometimes, like Van Morrison says here, they can be as big as starting a new life.
When I hear that robin sing, well, I know it's coming on spring. Ooh-wee. And we're starting a new life. I've been shoveling the snow away, working hard for my pay. All I gotta say is we're starting a new life. We gonna move way on down the line. Girl, we've been standing in one place too long a time. When I hear that robin song, well, I know it won't be long. Find out where we belong. Yeah, we're starting a new life.
Could keep to the moon, to the moon. Oh, my tongue hits the floor at the thought of your touch. My heart next to yours scares double dutch. There isn't much more that a girl could ask for. Please and thank you very much. Oh, I'm in love and it's starting to show from the tip of my bottom of my soul. So talk me sweet and dance me slow. Get me high and dip me low. I'm in love and I want you to know. It grows wiser and stronger in time.
And that was Vancouver-based singer Jill Barber with a lovely song, Starting to Show, from her 2006 album, All for All Time. Before that, we heard from Van Morrison from his 1971 album, Tupelo Honey, with Starting a New Life. Just got a couple of announcements here from the community. West Kootenay Eco Society invites all seed swappers, conservers, developers, and newcomers to save, sow, swap, and sell local non-hybrid organic seeds at the annual Seedy Sunday event on March 13th, located upstairs at the Legion, 403 Victoria Street in Nelson, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vendor tabling and admission is by donation. Registration is not required, but encouraged. Any questions or further inquiry, contact Susie Hamilton at 250-825-9372 or Susie Hamill, SUZYHAMIL, at gmail.com. As well, the Nelson and District Youth Center offers a variety of programs, events, services, and activities for youth in a safe, accepting, and empowering environment. The center is located at 608 Lake Street in Nelson. For more information about NDYC, call 250-352-5656 or visit www.ndyc.com. All right, well, you're once again listening to Variations on a Theme on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson. So far, we've been exploring this theme of beginnings with bunch of fairly positive, you know, good beginnings, good starts, starting something you want to start, such as falling in love. However, not everyone wants to start things, even such an amazing thing as falling in love. So let's hear what this next group of songs has to say about that. First, we'll hear from Counting Crows. This is from their 1993 album, August and Everything After. Here's Anna Begins.
My friend implores me for one time only, make an exception. I am not worried. Wrapped up in a package of lies, send her off to a coconut island. I am not worried. I am not overly concerned. The status of my emotions, oh, she says you're changing. But we're always changing.
does not bother me to say this isn't love. As if you don't want to talk about it, then it isn't love. And I guess I'm gonna have to live with that, but I'm sure there's something in a shade of gray or something in between. And I can always change my concern. You try to tell yourself the things you try to tell yourself to make yourself forget, to make yourself forget. I am not worried if it's love, she said. Then you're gonna have to think about the consequences, 'cause she can't stop shaking and I can't stop touching her. And this mind,
it's gonna be really hard when we get to the end. Yeah, it's gonna be really hard when we get to the end. Well, you love the stop, but really it's just to begin. Yeah, it's gonna be really hard when we get to the end. Yeah.
like I was gonna die.
Well, I felt like I was gonna die when we got to the end. Yeah, I felt like I was gonna die when we got to the end. Love stopped just to the end. Felt like I was gonna die when we got to the end. But don't forget.
And that was the Ass Ponies, a Cincinnati, Ohio group, with their song Nothing Starts Today from the 2001 album Lohio. Before that, we heard from Kevin Drew of Broken Social Scene with When It Begins, and that was from the 2007 album Spirit If. And starting off that set was Counting Crows from their 1993 album August and Everything After with Anna Begins. So that was a set of songs with about people not wanting to start, not having the gumption to start for whatever reason. And sometimes you're in that place. Sometimes you just don't want to get going, or you just don't feel it. But no matter what, sometimes when you're in there, you have a sudden change, and all of a sudden you do want to get started. And as Velvet Underground says here, you're beginning to see the light. That was The Cardigans from their 1998 album Gran Turismo. I don't know if any of you listened much to The Cardigans, but that was about the time they left their 60s sort of lounge stylings behind and moved down to sort of a harder sound. And I liked it. The album was still pretty good. And before that, the song was Starter. And before that was The Velvet Underground from their 1967 self-titled album. And the song was Beginning to See the Light. We're winding down this debut episode of Variations on a Theme, and I'd like to hear from you about the show. Next week's theme, since I've been planning to do this show for quite some time, is plans. So if you have a thought on what songs could be good for the theme of plans, send me an email, voatradio@gmail.com. I'm also online, voatradio.blogspot.com. And you can find me on Facebook, I think, just by searching for Variations on a Theme. Well, now we're at the end of the show, so let's let Tracy Chapman take us to the end. This is from her 1990, 5 album, New Beginning. Here's a title track from that album. And take care, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. The smallest bookstore still contains more ideas of worth than have ever been presented in the entire history of television. A quote by Andrew Ross. Read a book and expand your mind. Visit Otter Books, a locally owned bookstore on Baker Street in Nelson.
Hall Printing brings color and expertise to all your printing needs, but that's not all. Hall Printing is a locally owned family business that provides full color and black and white copying, commercial printing, and professional binding. Equipped for large format printing and certified as FSC printers, Hall Printing is dedicated to customer service and sustainability. Visit their friendly and helpful staff at 511 Front Street in Nelson.
The Kootenai Co-op Natural Food Store is now keeping you informed with less stress on our planet. Sign up for e-news, an online monthly newsletter that highlights community events, classes, workshops, and weekly produce specials. Simply sign up online at www.kootenai.coop or find them on Facebook at Kootenai Co-op.
Welcome to Kootenai Co-op Radio's two-hour jazz show, Straight No Chaser. I'm Gusty Callis, here with my tech, Tracy Kilborn, and this is Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson, B.C., 96.5 in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 in New Denver. And this hour, Straight No Chaser is sponsored by Nelson Toyota. We're going to start off today with the CD Sounding Point, which was released in 2009 by guitarist Julian Lage at a ripe old age of around 19 or 20. And the piece we're going to play is Clarity. Thank you.